I think I started visiting Abaigiri as a lay guest in 2003, and I'd heard of Abaigiri at Spirit Rock. I think Sylvia Borstein was talking about how much she was admiring Ajahn Amaro's bowl, and I was intrigued to come up here. But I think I actually first heard about Abaigiri in about 1998 when a college professor actually told me that she had gone up to some forest monastery in northern Mendocino. And I said, oh, what, like CTTB? And she said, no, it's somewhere around there. And there were these nice Western monks actually living there. And so I was quite surprised. And that was my first encounter with just hearing about Abaigiri. But I didn't go for another 5 years. And thinking by the time I got here, there was, I think they had around that time, so that's about 7 years from when it started, there was already about 8 or 9 kutis. I think the yurts were built and the straw bale, but there were still the few RVs left. And so I was able to actually stay in one of those when I came later to stay longer term. So the first monk I met was here at Abaigiri was Tan Kurunadamo, who I think was 2003 would be five Vasa then. And I was asking lots of questions, and he tailored his Dhamma talk towards answering those, so it was quite sweet. There's very few people here in those days, not that many guests. And the day I arrived first was when who Tanti Thabo was Aaron Remington. He had just become an Anagarika the day before I arrived. So that was quite special for me to talk to a newly minted Anagarika. And then on that visit, I was quite struck with the life here, and I was quite excited about it. I had kind of thought about being a monk, even though I didn't know what it meant. I think I started thinking about it when I was about 15, after reading Siddhartha. So this was kind of the first living moment of actually experiencing what monks would be like. I came back then the next year, and after that stay, and I met at that time, I think when the first time I visited, there was almost no monks here. They were going down to Wat Metta, I think, Tan Sudanto and Tan Yaniko, and maybe and Darren, Anagarika Darren, the greatest Anagarika chanter we've had, or the worst. So he drove them, and so I didn't. There weren't many monks at that time, but I was kind of getting to know Abaigiri. There was so little here. It was just like a garage that had been converted, and that was the dining hall. It was then the Dhamma hall, and then this old house, this kind of creepy or creaking old house that was just multi-use. The Ajahn's office was in there, and that's where then Ajahn Pasano and Ajahn Amaro had their office, a small little room in the house next to the library. And all of that, and the kitchen was in that house. And even before, I think when I first arrived, it was just, there wasn't even this extension.